98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a few clouds and 60 degrees. Hurricane Milton is churning across the Gulf of Mexico with Florida in its sights.
The impacts of the storm are expected to start hitting Florida's west coast late Tuesday or early Wednesday, with potentially life-threatening storm surge, damaging winds, and torrential rain. State Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie told reporters,
"We are preparing, and I have the State Emergency Response Team preparing, for the largest evacuation that we have seen, most likely since 2017, Hurricane Irma."
Milton is expected to march across the peninsula and hit the east coast of the state later in the week. The National Hurricane Center warns some areas may get up to 12 inches of rain, and this is happening as many communities are still clearing out the destruction left by Hurricane Helene. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police are investigating an apparent murder-suicide shooting in southeast Wichita Sunday morning. In the 800 block of South Edgemoor, police say a male had broken into the residence armed with a handgun. The deceased are a 26-year-old male and a 21-year-old female, believed to be former domestic partners. A pedestrian was hit by a car in South Wichita Sunday night near the intersection of Northern and Hydraulic. Sedgwick County Dispatch confirms that a woman suffered potentially critical injuries. No other details were immediately available. The Democratic presidential candidate talked about her campaign and other issues on a popular podcast.
Vice President Kamala Harris describing her fight for women's reproductive rights on the podcast Call Her Daddy.
The basic right any individual of whatever gender has to make decisions about their own body and not have their government tell them what to do.
And making a pitch for voting in elections.
Never let anybody take your power from you. And voting is one of the ways that you use your voice to determine who your government will be and what your future will be by your government.
She also urges women to stand up to excuses that could hold them back.
And this is the one that kills me. Oh, it's going to be a lot of hard work, right? As though we don't like hard work.
Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Former President Trump held a rally in the battleground state of Wisconsin Sunday. Fox's Bill Malusian reports.
Donald Trump is doing a big-time blitz on battleground states where he is targeting working-class voters. He was in Wisconsin today, Pennsylvania yesterday, and Michigan on Thursday. He wrapped up speaking here in Juneau, Wisconsin. It was actually his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in the last 8 or 9 days alone, and one of his biggest applause lines today came when he was talking about mass deportations. Now, on Saturday, Donald Trump was in Butler, Pennsylvania, exactly 12 weeks to the day since an attempted assassination against him that almost took his life back in July. He spoke in front of an absolutely enormous crowd in Butler and was joined on stage by Elon Musk.
Vice President Harris is set to appear on an election special of 60 Minutes today. Trump was also supposed to be on the show, but his campaign says that's been canceled. Today marks 1 year since Hamas initiated an invasion of Israel in 2023. Israel is facing another threat now from Iran-backed Lebanese Islamist terrorist group Hezbollah. Fox's John Scott reports.
Israel is on high alert as it marks the somber one-year anniversary of Hamas' October 7th massacre and attacks on Israeli communities. At least 1,200 people were killed and more than 250 others taken hostage. It's believed more than 100 people are still being held captive in Gaza. The day is already off to a tense start with Hezbollah firing rockets from Lebanon into northern Israel. At least 6 people are hurt. This all coming as the Middle East inches closer to a regional war. Right now, Israel is ramping up its air and ground operations on Hamas in Gaza and on Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Israel launched missiles at a mosque in northern Gaza Sunday, killing 19 people. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Oklahoma's top education official is seeking to purchase 55,000 Bibles that match one endorsed by former President Donald Trump. The request is part of Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walter's ongoing efforts to require Bibles in every classroom. Walters is seeking to spend $3 million in state funds for Bibles that include U.S. historical materials. The UN's Migration Agency says nearly 6,300 people have fled their homes in the aftermath of an attack in central Haiti by heavily armed gang members that killed at least 70 people. Nearly 90% of the displaced are staying with relatives and host families, while 12% have found refuge in other sites, including a school, the International Organization for Migration said in a report. A statue of Christopher Columbus that was pulled from its perch in Virginia has found a new home.
It was spray-painted, set on fire, and submerged in a pond in Virginia. But an 8-foot-tall bronze statue of Christopher Columbus is on display again, just north of New York City in Rockland County, New York. The monument that once stood outside the entrance to Bird Park in Richmond was uprooted in 2020 and defaced by protesters during the nationwide riots that erupted following the death of George Floyd. Columbus is credited with discovering the New World, but the Italian explorer is considered a contentious figure in U.S. history for his treatment of indigenous communities. Pam Pusso, Fox News.
Just in time for the holidays, there's a cold cut crisis in the making.
Blame the African swine fever. It has swept across Italy in the last 2 months, forcing farmers to slaughter 90,000 pigs. That will likely trigger shortages of some savory pork products like salami, mortadella, and pancetta, delicacies found in almost every supermarket, deli counter, sandwich shop, and Italian restaurant in the U.S. And liverwurst is getting harder to find, with Boar's Head's decision to stop making it after a listeria outbreak led to the recall of millions of pounds of deli meat. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Heaviest traffic that I'm seeing in the Wichita area right now, not on the highways. Highways looking pretty good. You can see that on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Just one thing there, stalled out vehicle eastbound Kellogg, and it's right there at I-135. Now, the heaviest traffic I'm seeing seems to be MacArthur and Oliver, north and southbound on Oliver, and especially westbound on, or north and southbound on Oliver, especially westbound on MacArthur, just some really heavy traffic in the area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
We have a pretty nice day ahead as we start the new week. Expecting more sunshine. High of 79 degrees, a little bit above average for this time of year, but not going to be too warm out there. Northeast wind going to be light while switching out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a few clouds, 56 degrees, northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Monday, October 7th, 2024. We had a sunny, breezy day across South Central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 83 degrees, normal high 75, so a little bit warmer than usual. Wichita precipitation now 8.40 inches below normal. That's almost 8.5 inches below normal. The drought continues. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
The drought conditions continue across south central Kansas. As I said, Wichita's precipitation total is nearly 8.5 inches below normal for this time of year. And the last measurable rain came on September 23rd, 13 days ago. Our longest rainless streak this year, 27 days back in March.
Yeah, that was back in the late winter, early spring.
The record for Wichita, 67 days without measurable precipitation, set in...
When was that?
1936.
The 30s, yeah.
That's the big heat wave of 36. What a terrible year that was all around. Yeah. And anyway, we're about 13 days into this latest streak, and I don't see anything in the forecast for the next few days that says we're going to get any moisture at all.
Nope. Look out next 7 to 10 days, there's nothing.
And yet in Florida, they're bracing for their second hurricane. Milton is knocking at the door. They haven't got Helene cleaned up yet. And now they're saying it could be a Category 4 hitting their shores by tomorrow. Wow. Again, October 7th, 2024. It was on this date in 2023. 1 year ago, Hamas-led militants launched air and ground attacks on Israel, killing nearly 1,200 and taking more than 250 hostages. The attacks, followed hours later by Israeli counterattacks, marked the beginning of the current Israel-Hamas war. And Israel has been paying them back, and then some, it looks like. Wow. A year ago, this thing's been going on for a year.
Yeah, and we had been coming off a time of relative quiet in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And now the last year has just been incendiary every day.
Experts say the fallout from the storm damage to a North Carolina factory that makes critical hospital supplies will be felt broadly and could linger. Flooding triggered by Hurricane Helene hit a Baxter International plant in North Cove, North Carolina, that makes much of the country's supply of sterile IV fluids. It also makes fluids used by some patients on home kidney dialysis. A recovery from the storm may take months, forcing hospitals to restrict some supplies in the meantime. The impact of weather. We take it for granted sometimes, but yeah, it has a ripple effect, I guess. Like to see some rain come out of it in our part of the world. This is Steve and Ted show number, let me see, where is it? Oh, 6,776.
6776. Very palindromic of us.
Yeah, it's, and by the way, I've got my first cup of Prairie Fire coffee going this morning.
Well, there you go. That makes you a good start to the morning.
Getting the week started off on the right foot there.
You're all jobbed up, ready to go.
Yep. Dentists say unlicensed practitioners offering cheap dental veneers are putting patients at risk. Dental veneers are customized teeth coverings that can restore a photogenic smile without more extensive work. Self-described veneer techs often promote themselves on social media, promising a full set of veneers for less than half of what dentists typically charge. It's misleading, health professionals warn, and illegal. All states require dental work, including veneers, to be performed under the supervision of a licensed dentist. Improperly placed veneers can cause permanent damage, including tooth loss. So apparently there's, believe it or not, Ted, there are some scammers out there who are scamming the dental world as well.
Mm.
All right.
But it's probably tantalizing to some people because they can't afford the real thing.
They can't. Maybe they don't have any insurance.
They see the price on this and they say, hey, I got to take this.
The machinist strike goes on at Textron Aviation in Wichita, as far as we know. I've got no notification that it's over yet.
Yeah,
and, so they're out there on the lines.
2 weeks down, we enter a third week of this.
Yes. I've got day number 14, which will be 2 weeks. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and pretty busy weekend for you, I know. And it's going to get busy tonight, too. We got some stuff going on this evening, too. What's going on in sports? Lead off sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
Well, tonight, the big night, which you don't get very often, it's Chiefs versus Royals.
Yeah.
Head-to-head in prime time tonight. We'll start out with football. Monday Night Football, it's in Arrowhead Stadium. You've got the first-place undefeated Kansas City Chiefs, beginning the second month of the season, hosting the New Orleans Saints. Team that started out 2-0 but has now had back-to-back losses. This is only the sixth time ever that New Orleans has visited the Chiefs for a football game. Last time New Orleans beat the Chiefs was 16 years ago. The Chiefs have won the last three meetings since. Chiefs are a 5.5-point favorite at home to keep winning going into this game tonight. Of course, New Orleans, led by their quarterback, Derek Carr. He says he loves Arrowhead Stadium.
I've always said it's one of my favorite environments. The crowd is unbelievable. It feels like that college atmosphere, just diehard fans, super loud, one of, if not the loudest stadium I've ever played in. And, and they have a really good football team. So it's a fun environment to play in, very tough to execute and win in. But again, one of my favorite places to play.
There you go. And that's the matchup tonight. Chiefs Saints, as the Chiefs go for their 11th win in a row. Mitch Holthus, of course, is the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And Mitch will have live coverage at 6 o'clock this evening with the pregame kickoff at 7:15 tonight. And the Chiefs radio coverage is on 98.7 FM KNSS. Over on the AM dial, we'll have the National Westwood One coverage of the game. So if you want the Chiefs for network, you got FM right here. If you want the national coverage, you got the AM on 1330. So you go Chiefs Saints tonight. All right, well, yeah. And we're going head-to-head prime time with the Kansas City Royals in game two of their playoff series, visiting the top seed in the league, the New York Yankees. After a day off yesterday, the Royals are down in this series, 1-0 in this best of five. After playing a tight back-and-forth game in game one on Saturday night, the Yankees have a 1-0 lead. Cole Reagans, the All-Star, is the starting pitcher for the Royals tonight, heading into this one. So a nice matchup. But boy, the Royals would love to get a win in Yankee Stadium, tie this series up, down 1-0. Live coverage of the Royals at 6 o'clock this evening. First pitch at 6:38 p.m. So you got the Royals and the Yankees. And that is live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. So there's your big night tonight for the Royals and the Chiefs. Staying with Major League Baseball, the playoffs last night we did the two National League games. San Diego Padres, game two in Los Angeles, taking on the Dodgers. Padres down 1-0, but Padres are looking to even things up. Starting at designated hitter for the Padres, look who it is. Former Wichita wingnut, David Peralta. The action on Fox.
Runner at third, two out, 2-1. Golf to right center field. Tommy Edmonds going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall, and it's gone. David Peralta seizing his chance. A two-run home run, and it's 3-0 Padres.
The Padres, we talk about how disciplined they are at the plate. They can hit breaking balls that are in the zone, and that one was in the zone. They have such a simple approach to go gap to gap. Line drives are their thing, and they believe in their process.
David Peralta from the Wingnuts with the home run there, his first career postseason home run. And the Padres were off and running. A 10-2 win in Los Angeles against the Dodgers.
Whoa.
So that best of five is tied up at 1-game apiece if the Padres get the split in Dodger Stadium. Before baseball tonight, before the Royals game over on KFH, we'll talk volleyball. It's the weekly show with Chris Lamb, the coach's show with the Shocker volleyball coach. That'll be at 5 p.m. today before the Royals coverage, and that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Shocker volleyball team has two home matches coming up later on this week on Friday and Sunday at Coke Arena. All right, back to football. Sunday night football last night, a game you heard on KFH. The Dallas Cowboys going to Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers 20-17. Look who's starting at center for the Dallas Cowboys. Cooper Beebe, the rookie from Kansas State, starting at center for the Dallas Cowboys. Part of an offensive line that paved the way for 109 yards on the ground, only allowed two sacks. Back-to-back wins for the Cowboys. They're 3-0 on the road. They haven't lost a road game. And they're in the number 7 spot right now in the conference. Early on here in the season, the Cowboys pick up a road win last night on Sunday Night Football. And a couple birthdays today. They are football birthdays. How about former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Johnny Morton is 53 years old today. Spent 3 years late in his career with the Kansas City Chiefs. Had some productive seasons there. Former Chiefs receiver Johnny Morton is 53 today. And the big birthday in football here in our state, Bill Snyder, the former head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats, is 85 today.
Wow.
Of course, Coach Snyder is in the College Football Hall of Fame, and the stadium is named after him and his family. So when you get the stadium named after you and you're still alive, that's pretty good stuff.
He had an impact that is almost immeasurable.
Yeah, and it's still one of the great stories ever in college football. Yeah. He took over a program that was moribund for decades, and he turned him into a national power.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
It's an amazing story.
Bill Snyder, it's his birthday. He is 85 years old today, the legend out of Kansas State. All right, that's sports brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Sit up. Stop slouching. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSN.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Monday morning. 56 degrees. Millions of people across the Florida Peninsula are on alert. as Hurricane Milton is rapidly intensifying in the Gulf of Mexico, while it continues on a path toward the Sunshine State. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
We are expecting Milton to be a hurricane as it moves across the state of Florida, bringing the potential for hurricane impacts across interior portions of the state, including risk along the I-4 corridor over to the Daytona Beach, Cape Canaveral area. Also the potential for some life-threatening storm surge inundation along the Florida East Coast as well.
Florida Governor DeSantis has already declared a state of emergency for 51 counties. Milton is expected to arrive as many residents are still cleaning up after Hurricane Helene.
Police say a teenager was injured in a drive-by shooting yesterday morning in southwest Wichita. Officers were called to the area of Greenfield and Martinson. A shooting call came from the Jump Start in the 2700 block of South Seneca. Dispatch telling KSN News a shooting victim with potentially critical injuries walked into the store. The victim, a 15-year-old boy with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds to his back. The victim was riding a moped with another minor when that shooting occurred.
In February, local voters will be asked to vote on a $450 million school bond issue. USD 259 officials claim the money will be used for deferred maintenance and will not be a tax increase for local taxpayers. Former Kansas State School Board member Dr. Walt Chappell says that claim is false.
I've followed this issue ever since January because I've seen this movie before. In 2008, they did the same thing where the contractors and architects came together and they said, oh, wouldn't this be wonderful if we spent all this money and your kids will see improvements in their achievement. It's a scare tactic. It's an effort to try to tell the board, oh, if you don't do this, if you don't close these buildings, and by the way, we want to close another 18 for a total of 24 buildings that we've now spent $430 million from 2008 to renovate. So it's like wadding up paper and throwing it in the trash.
Dr. Walt Chappell was a guest Sunday night on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS.
Former President Donald Trump at a rally in Wisconsin yesterday, again repeating a claim of selective aid for storm victims in North Carolina.
Former President Trump spoke to a crowd in Juneau, Wisconsin, and laid out many criticisms about his Democratic opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris. One statement he's made before centers around the federal response to Hurricane Helene. He again alluded to what he says storm victims are claiming.
The White House is doing nothing. They've abandoned us. And you know, it's largely a Republican area. So some people say they did it for that reason.
The former president also claimed the White House wasn't responding in Georgia. President Biden disputed those claims, as did Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who detailed talking directly to the president. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Pope Francis named 21 new cardinals Sunday.
Those 21 new cardinals significantly increase the size of the College of Cardinals, further cementing the Pope's mark on the group that will eventually elect his successor. The newest cardinals include a man who will be the oldest cardinal, 99-year-old Monsignor Angelo Acerbi, a retired Vatican diplomat once held hostage for 6 weeks in Colombia by leftist guerrillas. The new cardinals all get their red hats on December 8th at a ceremony known as a consistory. It'll be Pope Francis's 10th such ceremony. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
We have a pretty nice day ahead as we start the new week, expecting more sunshine. High of 79 degrees, a little bit above average for this time of year, but not going to be too warm out there. Northeast wind going to be light while switching out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a few clouds, 56 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 635 here on this Monday morning, and we're just about an hour away from our weekly conversation with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. It's called Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted. We'll talk with Mayor Wu around 735 this morning right here on KNSS. Yes, the seventh day of October, and it was on this date in 1913. The first moving assembly line began operation at the Ford Motor Company factory in Highland Park, Michigan. Yeah, that was quite a move forward in the manufacture of automobiles. Not to have the line go there. How about that, Ted? Mm-hmm. So the car comes past you, and you put the part on, and then it goes, keeps going.
Yeah, and that was a quantum leap forward in
the way into
the manufacturing process.
Yeah. A vineyard owner in California suing a county after it fined him for allowing his longtime employee to live in an RV on his property. Santa Clara County says the man violated local zoning laws that ban anyone from living in an RV, even on private property. The owner says he owes the county more than $120,000 in fines over the alleged violations.
Oof.
But the county disputes that estimate. It says officials have made multiple offers to significantly cut fines if the guy removes the RV.
Apparently doesn't want to do that.
Owner says the county should spend more time focusing on bigger issues than his RV and who's living it on his property. All right. It's always something out there in California, Ted. Always something. Let's see. What do we got? Oh, you were they were active this weekend. Were you at Shocktoberfest? Is that right?
I was doing Shocker Madness.
Shocker Madness.
On Saturday night.
Yeah. The excitement of the basketball season starting. So
yep.
You had the coaches, the players all out there. Did they do a little scrimmaging for you?
Yeah. Both the women's and men's team did a scrimmage. So we got to look at some of the new players, some of the old players too, some of the familiar faces as well out there. So
okay.
Kind of whet everybody's appetite for a season that's about 3 weeks away now. We'll be having games at Coke Arena before Halloween.
Basketball.
Before the end of the month.
Basketball season is it's here. All right, so you had a good time, huh?
Yep. My voice. I didn't know if I was going to have a voice this morning.
Really?
That's a lot of loud speaking
you had
when
to...
you're at a rally and you're announcing hundreds and hundreds of athletes. And, yeah, it was like, ooh.
Did you have to, boost to get up over it then?
Or? Well, yeah, they're playing loud music behind you, so I'm yelling and...
Gee,
I hope I have a voice for volleyball tomorrow and for radio on Monday. I made it through, obviously.
Glad you made it. Good to have you here. 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Friday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle traded mostly higher and closed on the positive side. The feeder cattle futures made new highs for the current upside and closed with triple-digit gains. Cash cattle trading our feed yards looks to be higher for the third straight session. And lean hog futures traded mixed with some new highs for the current move and closed mostly negative Friday. At the close, December live cattle were 60 cents higher, 187 even. November feeders $1.15 higher, 249.27. And December lean hogs down 25 cents at 76.15. The wheat, corn, and soybeans had 3 to 5 session lows on Friday as they all closed negative. Harvest pressure is weighing on our grain and soybean prices. The weather and weather forecast is friendly for harvesting. And last week, December KC wheat gained 21 cents. December corn gained 7 cents. November beans lost 28 cents for the week. Crude oil this morning is continuing higher with its highest rate since August 14th, and the grain markets are continuing lower. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's down 3 1/4 at 594 3/4. December corn down 2 pennies at 422 3/4. November beans down 7 1/2 at 1030 1/4. November crude oil $1.73 higher at $76.11. December gold up $10.60 at 2678 1/2. December S&P 27 points lower at 5773. December dollar index is unchanged, $102.28, and December Dow Jones futures, 173 points lower at 42,473. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So, Tom, we've got a pretty good streak going again. We figure about 13 days since we had any measurable precipitation here in Wichita. When was the last time? The last time it rained, according to the gentleman I talked to at the National Weather Service here in Wichita, was the 23rd of September. How about you? Do you know when the last time it rained in Augusta?
I think that's about the same time. I think it was that weekend where
we
picked up 2.5 inches of rain.
I talked some more, and he said, yeah, the day before we got some rain, the day before that we got, it was about three or four days we had some rain, but that was back in the mid to late September, so.
And it doesn't look like there's anything in the forecast.
I'm not seeing anything. You know, I've been going out for walks for just every afternoon for quite a while now. And the last 4 or 5 days, I can't find any clouds anywhere. Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. There's no clouds out here to block that sun. It gets a little warm, doesn't it?
That's true. And if you don't have any clouds, you're probably not going to get any rain. So I looked at
that's right.
A tip off there. All right. Thank you, Tom. Check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Will the new president ruin your finances? I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah. Well,
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, on the way with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. 6:46 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Man and woman dead after apparent murder-suicide in East Wichita.
Two.
Today marks 1 year since Hamas invaded Israel. Israel now attacking in Gaza and Lebanon.
One.
Still recovering from Helene. Florida braces for Hurricane Milton. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes picking up. You can see that on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. And Evergy is reporting a power outage here in Wichita. This is between Lincoln and Harry, just east of I-135. Right now, the report is only about 300 customers without power here in the Wichita area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 79 degrees. Yesterday's high was 83 in Wichita. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 52. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 80 degrees. Now a few clouds. Northeast wind at 7 miles per hour, 56 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Carmaker Toyota announces a change to its electric vehicle plans.
It's Fox Wheels.
After investing over $1 billion in its Kentucky electric vehicle manufacturing plant, Toyota says it's now delaying production of U.S.-made EVs until at least 2026, citing a variety of factors, including design changes and a stalling EV market. Ford's all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup, doubling sales in Q3, unloading over 7,000 units after it sold only 3,500 of its full-sized EV pickups in Q3 of last year. The first ever all-EV, air quotes, gas station opens this month in California. Rove is the company behind the new EV fill-up spot in Santa Ana, saying it plans on EV gas stations in other California locations that come with dozens of fast-charging ports, a car wash, convenience store, and a Wi-Fi lounge where customers can wait. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street responds to a positive jobs report.
The major averages ending higher and bond yields rose following a stronger than expected jobs report for September, pointing to signs of robust health in the labor market. Employers adding 254,000 jobs, topping forecasts, while the unemployment rate also defied expectations and fell 4.1%. Oil futures settled higher with U.S. and global benchmark prices, posting a gain of more than 9% this week. The Dow winners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce, the Dow decliners Home Depot, Procter & Gamble, and United Health Group. The Dow rising 341 points, the Nasdaq higher by 219, S&P 500 up 51. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Will the new president ruin your finances? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. This kind of cracked me up. 4 of 5 Americans anticipate that they will have to endure personal financial decline if their preferred presidential candidate loses the election. So we're darned if one gets in, and we're darned if the other gets in. So
people just aren't very bright. That's all.
Anyway, that's according to new research from the Certified Financial Planning Board. Well, in spite of sentiments towards the economic policies of either potential president, nearly 60% of Americans in a study are optimistic about the election and its potential to benefit the U.S. economy. and more than half of Americans feel good about their personal financial well-being. What are voters looking for in a candidate? First of all, 92% agree that the cost of living and inflation are important considerations when choosing a candidate. 85% are concerned about their personal income growth. 82% want to know how tax policies will affect them. Other items of importance are, to these respondents are housing costs, interest rates, and the viability of the Social Security and Medicare programs. For many Americans, the election is prompting them to take another look at their personal finances. A significant number of voters are delaying major financial decisions until the results of the election are known. Being cautious may be a good thing. That is, if you can afford to be out of the markets, if that's what you've done. Many investors need to take some risk to reach their financial objectives. The history of the stock market shows us that elections rarely rattle the markets as much as investors may anticipate. So in all but four presidential election years since 1928, that's 100 years ago almost, the year ended with positive stock returns. Let me repeat that. In all but four of presidential elections years since 1928, the year ended with positive stock returns. All but one election year ended with a positive bond return. Past performance will not dictate what happens in the futures, but that may be a strong argument to not take on the opportunity costs of being out of the market. Overall, election year returns averaged 10.2% for stocks versus 10.1% in non-election years. So it's about the same. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
And the argument has been put forth before, and this time around as well. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And I think a lot of people are pretty pessimistic about that.
Well, what I think the media has gotten a hold of this and turned it in a certain way. Inflation is horrible. I mean, it has been. It has come back around, and it's at a reasonable point at this time. But look at your 401k from 10 years ago. If you had just stayed invested, your 401k, from 4 years ago, probably would have doubled.
Yep.
So think about that. Depending upon the allocation and how you have been invested. But so in one respect, you may be in worse shape, because you're having to spend more of your income to just survive. But in another case, I'm standing here. The dog is wandering
dog
a little. Huck came to visit, and he walked around a chair and there he wound up.
Now we're untangled.
Leash. There you go. There you go.
Okay. Today is, let's celebrate National Propane Day, shall we?
Oh.
Gives us the
opportunity
to dedicate an entire day to a group of small business owners who provide propane to their customers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Ah.
There are over 3,500 propane suppliers across the United States. We're talking about those big
hot dog tanks.
Propane accessories.
That's Hank. What was it? Hank Hill. That's right.
Hank Hill. Propane accessories. What are propane accessories? Is that a joke?
Well, that would be your lighters. That would be your
propane. Okay.
Your burners.
Well, if you ever had anybody who had that kind of setup, I have.
Well, we were out in Colorado. We were looking at potentially getting some, eventually buying some real estate out there. And many of the homes there, even in the city, have propane tanks.
Really?
Because they don't have the gas wired to go to their house. So propane is a going entity in a lot of more rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom and dad's house.
Yeah. There you go. There's a guy right there. All right. Well, tomorrow I don't know what's coming up tomorrow. We'll probably celebrate some sort of gas tomorrow or something.
you come up with some doozies, I tell you.
Yeah, whatever they give me, our crack writers hand me, that's what I use.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Coming
thank you.
Up, let's see, coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning, Florida bracing for Hurricane Milton, and Wichita police are investigating a murder-suicide. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.